Table track one.
Hello, guys. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. Okay, I am back with another podcast today. Today, I want to do my reviews on Windows 8. So that's what this is going to be called. I'm just going to talk about what I like about it, what I don't like about it. And, you know, to get started here, you know, I haven't been podcasting in a while because I've had some issues with the computer, a couple of crashes even, you know, with the what you hear. But in what you hear, starting within 7 and 8, and I think Vista, but I'm not sure, it's called Stereo Mix. So I just wanted to tell you guys that in case you didn't know. Today, I am going to go over several things with you guys. Well, not maybe not several, but a couple things. And I want to tell you about a few things about Windows 8. As all you sighted people and blind people, a lot of people know that own Windows 8. Especially sighted people. Believe it or not, some sighted people actually don't like it. There is no All Programs menu. No, there isn't. It's only a start screen, and I know that a lot of you know this because there has been podcasts on it, but we're not going to talk about the start screen. I am using Vocalizer Samantha. I got Windows 8 for Christmas, and what I want to review with you is the reliability monitor. Now, that's something I see no podcasts on this. There's no blind podcasts at all. So, the reliability monitor is what I want to work on with you guys. And in order to get there, you do have to go to Action Center. I am using Vocalizer Samantha with JAWS 14. And this isn't the best mic I have, but it is a headset mic with a round headphone jack on the end. I'll tell you that I'm using that. And about Windows 8. Windows 8. It's very easy to use once you get the hang of it. There's a charm. Let me go over some keystrokes before I actually get to the main reliability monitor. Windows C is for charms. Windows I is for settings. Windows X is for getting to certain settings. That's another way of getting there. But we're not going to dwell on the settings in Windows 8. What I want to do now is I'm going to press my Windows key, and I'm going to type CON for control panel. Ready? Here we go. Now, it's not going to say start menu. As you know, we have a start screen. So here we go. I'm going to do Windows key.
Start screen. Mail. Expanded. Column 1. Row 1. 1 of 11.
Now, everything is in columns and groups. Now, I'm going to type control. Well, not even the word control. I'm just going to type C-O-N.
C-O-N. Control panel.
Yeah, see how easy that is? Now, I'm going to press enter on that. And I'm going to show you the reliability monitor. Now, this is something no one's ever covered on any blind podcast or anything. So, I'm definitely not copying anybody's ideas. Now, here I go. I'm going to press enter on this.
Enter. All control panel items. Action Center link.
Now, here I am. I'm at the Action Center. I'm going to press Enter again, and we are going to go to Maintenance. So, my screen reader, when we get to Maintenance, I'll explain more to you. But right now, I'm going to press Enter on Action Center.
Enter. Security button. To activate, press Spacebar.
So, you have your security button.
Tap button toggle security group button. To activate, press Spacebar.
And you have your toggle security group.
Tap maintenance button.
Now,
to activate, press spacebar.
Here's the maintenance button. Now, here we go. I'm going to press enter, spacebar on maintenance, and you'll see where I want to show you the reliability monitor. Now, before I show that to you, I will explain to you that this is for crashes, successful installations, non-successful installations. So, here we go.
Space. Tap button toggle maintenance group button. Tap check for solutions link.
So we have check for solutions.
Tap privacy statement link.
Privacy statement.
Tap settings link.
Settings.
Tap view reliability history link.
View reliability history. Now I'm going to go over here and I'm going to press enter on this, and you will see that there. I have some stuff in here already, and I want to show it to you. I've been dying to show people the reliability history. So here I go. View reliability history.
Enter OK button. To activate, press spacebar.
Now, I'm going to show you the OK button. Here we go, here.
List view. Explore.x stopped working 5/1/2013, 3:47 a.m. View technical details. 1 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, I was sleeping. I wasn't even awake. So how could I know that explore.exe had stopped working? Now, I'm going to warn you about the reliability monitor. It doesn't mean your computer's broken. Every little thing that happens on your computer, whether it's a program installation, and I'm going to teach you guys how to clear that for, you know, privacy reasons, but we're not going to go over that today, because we're going to go over clearing something else. But, now, we're going to go through these. Explore.exe has stopped working. That's from April 30th. Now, I'm going to go down again. Hey, we have nothing else. That's the only thing that happened. I cleared this, but we're not going to go over how to clear it yet. We're going to do that in another podcast, because there's certain things that I just want to cover with you guys. We're going to do clear all problem reports. Now, I don't think I have any in here, but we're going to check. Let's see what we got here.
Tab, source header bar, 1 of 4. Select column title to sort by the category.
Okay, now, in this reliability history, it's called a graph, is what this is called. So, you can view by days, you can view by months, you can view by year if you want. Well, I keep my reliability history for about maybe 6 months at a time. So, I clear this every 6 months, but we just installed Windows 8 on December 26th, so we're still good. Now, I'm going to do this, because a lot of you know about this already, but I'm going to go over it anyway, because it's important.
Tap export link.
You can export the data if you want.
Tap view all problem reports link.
View all problem reports. Now, I'm going to press enter on this, and you will see what happens.
Enter OK button. To activate, press spacebar.
Now, you get an OK button. Now, I'm going to tab and see if there's anything that could be gotten rid of in the all problems box here. And we will continue through there. So, I'm going to tab until I get to view all problem report. Well, we're there, but I'm going to just see if there's anything in here.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, tab, search box, edit, tab, source header bar, tab.
And we have nothing in here, but if there were something in my problem report history, which is good, that's good news. As long as you don't have any problems with your computer, it's not going to show up. But reliability analysis history is different, because reliability monitor shows everything you do on the computer. So, as I said in another podcast, we're not going to do it in this one. We will show you how to, which I do know how to already, how to clear the reliability monitor. And we will do that in another podcast. But let's say, you know, you went to a website and you downloaded a program, you had kids or something, and you didn't want your kids to know, you know, what you do on the computer. Well, some kids are stupid anyway. Well, I should not say that. I take that back. But anyway, some kids just aren't smart enough and don't know how to get to the maintenance, tasks in the view reliability history. You know, they're not old enough and smart enough to get there. But if, you know, if anyone wants to view what you've done on the computer, that's another way to do it. And, you know, the computer does keep logs in different spots. Now, let me tell you something else. Back in the XP days, this feature did not exist. So, it existed in Vista. So, this reliability analysis, but we're focused more on Windows 8. This feature relied on Vista 7 and today's Windows operating system, which is Windows 8. And that's as far as I'm going to tell you. And the reliability monitor is a wonderful, wonderful... I talked a little unstraight here. The reliability monitor, which is a tongue twister here, is a place where you can get information about the computer. Like, let's say your computer doesn't boot up properly. It'll be right there in the reliability monitor. And that is where you want to start looking for problems. And there's two places. Three places. And I'll name all three while I'm here, sitting here doing this podcast. There is the reliability monitor, which is new to Vista 7 and 8, Windows 8. And there's also the event viewer, which is another place to get information about your computer. So there's the reliability monitor and the event viewer. And there's also view all problem reports. That's where I am right now. And lucky me, I have not had a problem with my computer in quite some time. So knock on wood on that. But anyway, I think I covered that much on Windows 8 for now. And I just want to tell you a couple of things before I wrap this up. Windows 8 has a new feature. And it's not just reset and a reformat of your computer. This is the first operating system to ever do this. Windows 8 has a feature that reinstalls Windows but keeps all your documents, pictures, music, videos, anything you could imagine, podcasts. And I'll tell you what the feature is, but we're not going to demonstrate it here. It's called Refresh My PC. So when you go to your recovery settings, it'll say reset and refresh. Now, if your computer gets a virus or anything, or if your computer's unbootable, sometimes, you know, it's better to just format the whole thing. But most of the time, you can get away with this in Windows 8, but you need sighted help. I'm warning you, don't do this. As a blind person, just do not do it. I'm warning you. Hey, refresh your PC. You really need sighted help. JAWS will speak the first part for you. It'll tell you to enter your password. Now, this is how a refresh would work. I'm refreshing the PC. Remember, this podcast is called My Reviews on Windows 8. But this is how a refresh would work. You go to Action Center. You press R, the letter R, till you get to recovery. Then you would go to advanced recovery options. But don't press the link that says open system restore. You don't want that. You want where it says refresh your PC in PC settings. You know, if you just want to refresh, if you're having some minor issues. And once you refresh the Windows PC, it'll ask you to put your password. JAWS will read that, but here's where you're not going to have access to JAWS, and the process, takes about an hour to do. And after you put your password in, it's going to ask you to restart your computer. Now, the tricky part is the computer's restarted. Oh, and another thing, you must have your Windows installation DVD to continue with this process. You pop the disk in, and you just let it refresh, and bam, there you go. It takes about an hour, the whole process, and you get a blue screen after 15 minutes into the refresh, but that's normal. Just let it do its thing. If you ever had to do it, you really needed sighted help. I know I would if I had to do it. And it's not something you want to do because it's a pain in the neck. But it will keep all your documents, your music, your pictures, your videos, and everything else. But you'll have to reinstall all your programs. So Yeah, be prepared. Make sure you got all license keys and all that junk. Just be prepared for that. And what else can I say about Windows 8? Oh, Windows 8 does not have a start screen, as a start menu, I should say. But you could bring the start menu back by installing a program, but we're not going to do that today. I want to do a couple of podcasts. I got things I got lined up on the grid here. But we're not going to do this, but I'll tell you what it is. A program that you can install called Classic Shell. That's the name of the program, and I thought I'd get on here to tell you that. So the program is Classic Shell that you want to install, and that could be done through classicshell.com, I think it is. I forgot the website, but I'm getting ready to wrap this up. This concludes my first reviews of Windows 8 podcast, and I'll be doing a little bit more. I'll be downloading Classic Shell, but next week I think I want to do the Victor Reader stream, if you guys don't mind. I think I would like to do that, and hopefully I can work that out somehow. I don't have a mixer, but I ordered the new Victor Reader stream, and that should be coming. And I'm going to wrap this up right now, but before I wrap this up, I'm going to give you my contact info. My contact info is email bvinton@optonline.net, and that's my email address. My Skype name is cdburnerman44, and that's my Skype name. But this is Bobby Vinton signing off. And I should be back within the next week or so with possibly the Victor Reader stream and maybe a few more things. Maybe downloading Classic Shell, I haven't decided yet, but wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton. Maybe see you next week, maybe see you in a few days. Bye. Hope you enjoy this and give this a listen. Show this to your family and friends. Okay. Bye, guys.
Alt-Tab, Audacity, Table Track 1.